I would suppose that there is somebody in our audience this morning that at some time during the course of their life they have used a passport to go somewhere, probably overseas, some foreign country. So you would have some knowledge concerning a passport. But did you ever stop to give some consideration that there is a spiritual passport? And if one does not have that spiritual passport, how do you think he's going to get into heaven? If it is required of one to have a physical passport to visit some foreign country here upon this earth, and we consider that, I suppose, to be reasonable, what about the importance of a passport to go to heaven? Well, try to follow me this morning in our study, and we'll see if we can find that spiritual passport. But I want us to think a little bit along the line of the necessity and the responsibility of the physical passport in order to help us the importance, the possibility, and how definitely we should desire to have this spiritual passport, that indeed heaven will be our home in the after while. But in case you're here and you have never used a passport, which I have not, I don't know a great deal about the physical passport, but I know some basics about it that are very important, and that's what we want to deal with, the basic of the spiritual, the basic of the physical. And we want to see if we are equipped with the spiritual one, that indeed heaven will be our home in the after a while. A passport will identify the holder. Yes, that's important. It's important for a number of reasons. The spiritual passport also identifies the holder. The physical passport certifies the citizenship of the holder, or the identity of the holder. That is also important, not only with the physical, but also the spiritual. The physical appetite allows the passage into our destination. The spiritual passport is absolutely essential if we're to gain the passport into heaven. Now, those are the basic things concerning the physical and the spiritual passport. So if you have ever dealt with one, you know more about it really than I do. And I would hope that you know even more about the spiritual one than I do. But not bragging, I doubt that there's very many that has ever stopped to think about the idea of having a passport to get into heaven. But let's see what we may learn upon this point. Who is, or what is, the passport that is spiritual? What is it that's absolutely essential for you to have in order to allow you the passport into heaven? Well, I would assume that possibly there is somebody that's giving some thought. What or who could this possibly be? You can go to heaven without any physical being that you know, or all of the physical beings that you have ever known, and that will not get you into heaven. But there is one person, and only one person, beside yourself, that can get you into heaven. That person is Jesus the Christ. And if you do not have Jesus the Christ, you do not have a passport to heaven. You'll not get there. There are a number of passages of Scripture that we could take a number of, even now, hours to identify these facts. But I just point out one or two concerning the importance of having Christ in order for you to gain heaven after a while. Why did Jesus come to this earth? He came to this earth to enable you to go to heaven. That's one point. If he had not have made it to this earth, none of us would go to heaven. He is the only thing or person that we have that by which we may have the gain into that eternal home. Why did Jesus die on the cross? He said, when he instituted the Lord's Supper, that it was for the remission of our sins. And what does that total? We have to get rid of our sins. What for? We can't take our sins to heaven with us. So if we have a baggage of sin to carry along with us, we'll not make it. It is only Jesus can help us get rid of that baggage of sins. We've got to have him. He shed his blood as the price to purchase us from the bondage of sin. Well, we begin to see undoubtedly the importance of Jesus. And what did he tell us that he was going to go back to heaven for? I would think, knowing somewhat about the short life of our Lord here upon this earth, that he could not wait to get back to heaven in order to get away from this earth and all of the sin and corruption that has come upon this earth. You will not find that, you see, in heaven. So, in effect, he says, I'm going home. But when he told the apostles that he was going home, John penned his words, and he said that where he was going, they could come, because he was going to prepare a mansion for them. Now, if he prepared and is preparing a mansion for the apostles, is it possible that he's preparing a mansion for you and for me? Yes, absolutely so. He wants us to be with him there, just as badly as he wanted to be with his Father there. So, Jesus is our Savior. Just like that physical passport is your Savior to get into a foreign country should you have the necessity of going there. Jesus is our Savior. God said, the Hebrew writer revealed, in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, that Jesus was the Son of God, and he became our Savior. How did he do it? By obedience. By obedience. So there's some things that we have to do in order to receive Jesus as our spiritual passport. Just as there are some things that you have to do in order to get that physical passport. You have to go down to the office that takes care of that business, and you undoubtedly have a number of questions you have to answer. You have to prepare yourself to be who you claim that you are. So that paper or booklet or whatever it is can help to identify you where you're going. So you've got to make some preparation to have, to handle, to use a physical passport. But we also have to do some preparing in order to make available that spiritual passport to get us into heaven. He being the Savior, can we get to heaven without the Savior? No. What is it then that we must do in order to have Jesus the Christ? Well, we've got to find our way into Jesus the Christ. In effect, we make Him somewhat a part of us. Or, more correctly, He makes us a part of Him. Consider what the Apostle Paul told the Corinthians by inspiration in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're about to deal with that in our Bible study. But the Corinthians had a hard time understanding, undoubtedly, just exactly what the church is. Even to the point of not fully understanding who the Christ is. So he identified both of them by calling upon the Corinthians and us to look at the lesson that he gives. We are a part of the Christ. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4 and at verse 16, we have another very short lesson teaching us the same thing, and also placing a brand, as it were, upon us as a part of Him. The church is made up of people. It's not this building, you see. It's just a building. But the church is spiritual. And we must be as spiritual as the church is. But in order to be that, we must be with the Christ. A part of Him. So, also the Ephesians very basically and very plainly, almost in every chapter of the book, that we must be a part of Jesus the Christ. We're part of His body spiritually. The church is the spiritual body of Jesus. So see how these things then become tied together? No individual has ever made or become the church. The word church is a plural term. And no individual is plural. But we are made up of over 200 parts in our bodies. And the church is made up of however as many as obey the gospel of Christ, because Jesus adds the saved to the body. Acts chapter 2 and the last verse of chapter 2. Verse 47. Jesus adds the saved to the body. The body is the church. So when we then meet the conditions for the physical Passover, we'll get a physical Passover. When we meet the conditions for the spiritual Passover, we will meet them by obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ, which puts us into a part of the body of Jesus the Christ. So, He's in heaven, and He's making preparations for us to be there if we will take care of the passport. If we lose it, it's not going to get us there. To lose a spiritual passport is to lose the Christ. And you think that someone who has lost the Christ are going to make it to heaven? No, because you lost your passport. You don't have anything to get you there. Nothing to identify you. Yes, the spiritual passport will identify us, and it must. It must. No, we're not like a herd of cattle that carries a brand on its hip or on its shoulder. That's not the kind of brand that we carry. The grand brand that we have, the spiritual brand, is in our mind. And what do we do with the mind that's going to tell somebody else who we are? One of the first lessons that Jesus taught when He began teaching here upon this earth, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So we must live so that folks can identify us from the world. Identify us as walking in the footsteps of Jesus and not stumbling along in a world of sin. So we are identified spiritually by virtue of the life that we live as a part of the body of Jesus the Christ, our Savior. What a wonderful thing it is to recognize or to realize that we are a part of God's precious Son. And as a result of having a part of Him, we have the avenue into heaven. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to heaven or get to the Father but through Him. That's the only way we're going to get there, if we get there. So, we can do a lot of playing around with the physical passport, but we cannot just play around with the spiritual. The spiritual means business. And the business He means is getting us to heaven. And so we then must take up the manual, as it were, to help us to know what it is to be guided, directed, and saved by Jesus the Christ. No wonder then heaven has declared solidly to us to study, to show yourself approved unto God. Now how did we get what God wants us to have? Jesus said no less than 4 times when He was here upon this earth that the words I speak are not mine, but the Father's which sent me. And how did he get this job done? Through the Holy Spirit. He told the apostles, you remember, in the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to John, that he was going to leave them. He was going to go back to his Father. But he said, I'm not going to leave you without a comforter. Pray the Father and he will send you another comforter whom he identified as the Holy Spirit. And over about verse 13, 14, 15, we find Jesus as he tells how this is going to help us to get to heaven. For Jesus told the apostles that the Holy Spirit would guide them into all truth. That they would speak what God through the Holy Spirit would give them to speak. And if he's to speak what God will give them to speak, he's going to go where God gives them to go in the handling of that speech. Well, did they do it? Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They did their job. They're gone. We have that word from heaven. The words that God spake through His Son to the Holy Spirit, to the apostles and to us. And He lays the responsibility upon us to tell it to others. So, we have a lifetime of information to govern and direct us so that the world may see the difference between us, the members of the precious body of Christ, and not followers in the footsteps of the devil. Well, the question then is, have we accomplished, or are we accomplishing, letting our light so shine? We got to keep the batteries charged, you see. Here's the charger. Here's the charger. And so it tells us what we must do when we give diligence to our study. Well, now let's stop and examine this thing just a little bit right here. If indeed we have all that God has given us through Jesus the Christ to get us into heaven after a while, do we need anything more? Do we need anything less? Do we need anything, period? Yes, we do. We need to do what this tells us to do. Remember in James chapter 1, James tells us that we are to be doers of the word and not hearers only. So we have to do something in order to maintain our relationship with the passport, the only way that our soul will ever enter heaven. And we hold the instructions in our hands. But the world is so full of folks who claim to be in Jesus the Christ, who are rejecting and turning away from the directions. And they think they're going to get to heaven. Well, it's been known for some of those who are in the body of Christ to also be guilty of being negligent spiritually. And consequently, their passport's not doing a bit of good. We need to take a daily check on ourselves by virtue of what God has presented unto us, His truth. Jesus is also called the truth. He is the truth. So if we have what Jesus taught, we have the truth. That's part of our passport. And we've got to be very determined in measuring ourselves continually with the information that He has given us. It caused Him the greatest of all prices to make it possible for heaven to be our eternal home. Do we really appreciate it enough to do what He commands us to do? Something for us to daily think about it, isn't it? Daily we have opportunities of glorifying God. We may not realize it. It may pass us by and we never know we had any such opportunities. But every day we have opportunities of glorifying God and turning our back upon anything that would cause us to fall aside and lose our opportunity of going to heaven after a while. So if one is not in Christ, according to God's Word, His will, then that one is not going to go to heaven. He's got to make a change. How is he going to make the change? Well, he's got to be taught. That's the first thing he has to do. He's got to be taught from the one who is the truth. That's the only way we're going to have any faith in him. The more we learn about the Christ, the more we learn about that Heavenly Father, the stronger our faith will be in them, and therefore the more determined we're going to be to stick with them, making this life a place of preparation to live in the next life. You know, God is so determined that we're going to be obedient unto Him, that He has already declared unto us that our citizenship is in heaven. How'd it get there? It got there when we put Christ on in obedience to the gospel of Christ, because that's His heaven, and we're part of Him. So heaven then is our destiny to a new citizenship for the vastness of eternity. But we're going to have to do God's will. I think in just about all five of the sermons that we've had in the past 5 weeks, I have made the statement, "Are you ready?" That's something I think about every day. That keeps me in tune with heaven, with my Heavenly Father, and with my Savior, to keep myself in tune spiritually with them. That reminds me then to watch for opportunities and to be ready to deal with them when they come our way. But there's too many brothers and sisters in Christ that are just too busy with worldly things that they just don't have time to even be faithful to attend the worship services. Now, I'm not pointing my finger to anybody in the congregation. I just want you to point a finger to yourself. Examine yourself. And if you find that you have some problems spiritually, then you can't move too fast in order to clear the air. Get rid of those problems. We must walk in the footsteps of Jesus. He will take us there. But nobody else will or can. So, are you making yourself ready? Because we don't know when. And we may plan for a long time to make a physical journey someplace in which we need the physical passport. But we don't know. We can't make plans several months or years ahead in order to see the spiritual passport help us to get there. It may come sooner than we think. It does to hundreds of, maybe thousands of people every day. And when they get out of the bed in the morning, start to circulate, they don't know that they're not going back to bed that night. But we'll spend that night in some morgue someplace. We just simply do not know, brethren. And that makes it very necessary that we get as strong as we can spiritually in order that these things upon this earth that are so wicked will not weaken us or hamper us in any way from walking in the footsteps of our Savior right into heaven after a while. So, we're going to sing a song in just a moment. And if you consider, realize that you need some heavenly help because you have a spiritual problem, realize the blood has been shed for your eternal salvation. And just as you may lose that physical passport, you may lose that spiritual one as well. So we have the moment. That is right now. We're going to sing a song. There's nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. That's the only thing that's going to get us into Christ. And He shed it because that made the only way you're going to get into heaven after a while is in Christ. So, are you ready? While we stand and sing this selected